With BlipTrack technology, we can receive a signal off of your Wi-Fi or off of your Bluetooth, which then pings different sensors that are in the ceilings at the security checkpoint, which allow us to track how quickly people are traveling through the checkpoint.
And apparently it helps the airport track passengers as they move through the building, even when they get beyond the security area, right?
We will have that ability to implement that in the future. Right now, we're just utilizing the technology in our security checkpoint area.
And when you move into that next phase, how will this technology allow the airport to know how well passengers are moving through the building and, I guess, then onto their gates and so forth?
So there's different sensors that work. So having a positive customer experience is a goal of CVG. So we want to make sure that people are getting through the security lines as quickly as possible so that we can figure out, you know, where our pressure points are. We can potentially add more TSA agents or open up additional lanes for when people are going through the security checkpoint. And then once they get through security, you know, we want them to have, you know, as good of a customer experience as possible. So if we notice that there's a long wait at Starbucks, maybe we need to add an additional worker, or we can see what restaurants our passengers are dining in, or do we need more options, and what we can do to really complement the overall passenger experience at CVG.
My understanding is that this system of tracking is based upon people talking on their cell phones, so the machinery can read where people are doing this. If everybody, or if not everybody, is using a cell phone, how will this help track them?
So it can ping off of either Wi-Fi technology in your cell phone or off of your Bluetooth. So if a passenger, you know, is a child and they don't have a cell phone, then we aren't going to necessarily, we won't have their information of going through the security queue, but we're able to aggregate our total throughput and compare that to the number of signals that we're getting, and then we can kind of average those out to figure out the wait time it takes to get through security.
So it sounds like there are enough people that use their cell phones at the airport that you can get a pretty accurate reading, even if not every single passenger is on the cell phone.
Correct. It won't be a one-for-one match, but there's enough people that have Wi-Fi turned on their cell phones or use a technology device that we feel confident in the information that we're going to be able to get using the BlipTrack technology.
And when will the first phase of the BlipTrack go into operation?
So everything is installed currently. We are testing it right now, and we should be able to have a live feed with actual information that's usable by July.
And then phase two will be when?
Phase two is yet to be determined.
Are people going to be having their phone calls monitored, or is this going to be in a sort of an impersonal, non-intrusive kind of a device or system?
Correct. It's absolutely non-intrusive. It creates a unique number for each Wi-Fi signal, but it's not traceable to the user or who the user is or who the customer is.
Airport spokesperson Melissa Weidman says CVG is the first airport in the nation to use BlipTrack technology to track passenger movement through the security lines and the terminals. I'm Steve Hirschberg.